O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu luz check engine, luz ABS o luz de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नमस्कार, मैं हूँ नताशा कॉल SBS हिंदी टीम से। सिडनी में एक प्रदर्शनी हो रही है जो भव्य स्मारकों या सजे हुए चित्रों के बारे में नहीं है, बल्कि उन साधारण और असाधारण लोगों के बारे में है जो नदी गंगा के पास रहते हैं। सिडनी के रहने वाले एक फोटोग्राफर सेबास्टियन जुंता ने वाराणसी में नदी गंगा के आसपास रहने वाले लोगों के रोजमर्रा के जीवन को इस प्रदर्शनी द्वारा दिखाने की कोशिश की है।
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is more of a directly showcasing the community in Varanasi and the community living along the Ganges. Well, I hope viewers can discover the beauty within the simplicity of the community of the people that live along the Ganges. People selling chai, people bathing in the Ganges, people just having a good time along the river. It's mainly images about the community, the spirituality, the simplicity and everyday life that people, their lives in the Ganges, in Varanasi.
Right. And Sebastian, how many pictures you have in that exhibition?
The exhibition will feature 13 images, but my body of work entitles of 42. There is a logistical part of the room, so 13 images fit right well within the gallery. Now, in terms of favorites, I think these 13 images showcasing are my favorites.
Yep.
So every picture is special, and I hope people can take something out of that and let people choose their favorite.
Sebastian, you're originally from Argentina, but you live in Sydney now. So talk us through what brought you to India and how did the idea of an exhibition on River Ganga germinate?
Well, yes, I am originally from Argentina. I've been living in Sydney for more than 30 years. The idea to go to India was very spontaneous. So I had the opportunity to visit India because of a mentor of mine, John Steinmeier, a National Geographic photographer. And he was running a photography workshop in India. So I had the opportunity to get invited. And that's how actually took me to go to India early this right year in March. Yes.
Right.
And there was a selection of photographers, 13 photographers from around the world, including some photographers from India. And yes, that's how I ended up visiting beautiful India.
And tell us, how challenging was it for you, Sebastian?
I've been a photographer for more than 15 years, and this was a sensory, exuberant experience. So I was staying in a shram, yoga shram, which was beautiful, just next to the river. And all we had to do is walk to where all the people were. It was very, very busy. Sometimes it was a little bit overwhelming because it was so busy. So it was packed with people, with tourists. And I've arrived in India just before the Holi festival.
Right.
And just after, I think, the Kumbh Mela festival. So it was a lot of people in Varanasi at the time that I arrived. I wanted to make beautiful images and represent the city the way I saw it. And I will get up in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning every day. And I will work until about 10 o'clock, then go back to the shrine, rest for 2 hours or three, and then go back out again in the afternoon when it wasn't so hot. And then I will come back at about 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night.
So how much time did you spend in India?
15 days.
Right.
My theme was water, the Gangas, and the community that live along the river. Logistically, it was challenging to say the least, but I was lucky enough to have a fixer or a guide that it was a local person, and he will take me to places for access and translate and talk to the people. And sometimes we will go to it took me 4 days to find a fishing village. Okay. And this from Varanasi was maybe 4 kilometers away from the city. And it took me about maybe a day to get the village to feel comfortable with me, because I'm a foreigner. I'm a tourist. You know, they see somebody that doesn't belong and they go, why is this guy here? Why is he taking pictures? So I had to sometimes go without my camera and have a chat and have a chai.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu luz check engine, luz ABS o luz de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
And talk and explain to them why I was doing what I was doing. And once I feel comfortable with me, then I will come in and take photographs. But even though doing that, it was very challenging.
Now, you've said that you hope that these images encourage viewers to pause, reflect, and discover new meanings about the river, its people, and perhaps about themselves. And you also say that this journey has actually unfolded into a profound adventure, a spiritual and cultural awakening, which is now preserved in these pictures. How has a river Ganga and the community around it changed you as a person and as a photographer?
Look, it took me a while to process what I've lived once I came back to Sydney. And I think it has had a profound effect spiritually and personally on me, thinking about life and death, thinking about artistic creation. So it's not something that I will leave behind. I'm actually contemplating to go back to India sometime again and in the future. But yeah, it has had a positive effect on me, realizing how lucky we are in all sense of the word. And a big learning curve, to say the least, but very grateful to have had the opportunity to be among some beautiful people in India. And this is my first time in India, actually. And a lot of people ask me, why didn't you go and visit other places? And it was mainly because I wanted to focus all my energy in one place and kind of immerse myself within Varanasi, because India is so vast and so colorful and so big geographically. I also didn't have enough time to do all that. So I prefer to stay in one city and concentrate making images while I was in Varanasi, because it's a different world compared to everywhere else in the world. Just this one city, you know.
So did you research the place beforehand, or did you simply capture it as you experienced it?
I did some research. I didn't go deep into too much research, because I didn't want to get influenced too much on how I was going to approach it. A lot of the times I like to go to places. I do research, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to get too much influence from other things. I want to capture it from my own experience, my own eyes. One thing that I understood is like the community of Varanasi and in general in India, they're very resilient. They live in the moment, and it's something that we in the Western world need to understand and don't take for granted. And a lot of people live, they're happy with what the little things that they have, you know. That's
right.
And it also took me back to my childhood. I come from a very, very humble childhood, and a lot of the kids in Varanasi remind me when I was a kid, you know, living in the streets of Argentina. Yeah,
right.
There is no political or a religious message, you know.
Right.
It's mainly about capturing
the life around River
Ganga. Yeah, making the ordinary extraordinary, and that's what I found in Varanasi. Ordinary people are extraordinary.
Thank you so much, Sebastian, for sharing information about your first photography exhibition titled The Ganga, Life on the River, which is being held in Sydney this month.
SBS Radio se download karne ke liye aapka dhanyavaad. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de Mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo.
Oh, oh.